Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 410. Justification, use of deadly physical force in law enforcement. A. The threatened use of deadly physical force by a person against another is justified pursuant to Section 13, only if a reasonable person effecting the arrest or preventing the escape would believe the suspect or escapee is 1. Actually resisting the discharge of a legal duty with deadly physical force, or with the apparent capacity to use deadly physical force, or 2. A felon who has escaped from lawful confinement, or 3. A felon who is fleeing from justice, or resisting arrest with physical force. B. The use of deadly physical force by a person other than a peace officer against another is justified pursuant to Section 13, only if a reasonable person effecting the arrest or preventing the escape would believe the suspect or escapee is actually resisting the discharge of a legal duty with physical force, or with the apparent capacity to use deadly physical force. C. The use of deadly force by a peace officer against another is justified pursuant to Section 13, 409, only when the peace officer reasonably believes that it is necessary. 1. To defend himself or a third person from what the peace officer reasonably believes to be the use, or imminent use, of deadly physical force. 2. To effect an arrest, or prevent the escape from custody of a person whom the peace officer reasonably believes A. has committed, attempted to commit, is committing or is attempting to commit a felony involving the use or a threatened use of a deadly weapon. B. is attempting to escape by use of a deadly weapon. C. through past or present conduct of the person, which is known by the peace officer that the person is likely to endanger human life, or inflict serious bodily injury to another unless apprehended without delay. D. is necessary to lawfully suppress a riot, if the person or another person participating in the riot is armed with a deadly weapon. D. Notwithstanding any other provisions of this chapter, a peace officer is justified in threatening to use deadly physical force, when and to the extent a reasonable officer believes it's necessary to protect himself against another's potential use of physical force, or deadly physical force. Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 410, outlines the justification and use of deadly physical force in law enforcement situations in the state of Arizona. Let's examine the details and provide examples to illustrate the provisions. According to subsection A, the threatened use of deadly physical force by a person against another is justified under Section 13, only if a reasonable person effecting an arrest or preventing an escape would believe that the suspect or escapee is actually resisting the discharge of a legal duty with deadly physical force or with the apparent capacity to use deadly physical force. A felon who has escaped from lawful confinement. A felon who is fleeing from justice or resisting arrest with physical force. Example 1. A law enforcement officer encounters an armed suspect who is actively resisting arrest and poses an immediate threat to the officer's life or the life of others. The officer may use deadly physical force to defend themselves or others, as they reasonably believe the suspect is resisting with deadly physical force. Example 2. A person witnessing a convicted felon attempting to escape from lawful confinement and using or threatening to use deadly physical force can use deadly physical force to prevent the escape, as a reasonable person effecting the arrest would believe it's necessary. Subsection B states that the use of deadly physical force by a person, other than a peace officer against another, is justified under Section 13, only if a reasonable person effecting an arrest or preventing an escape would believe that the suspect or escapee is actually resisting the discharge of a legal duty with physical force, or with the apparent capacity to use deadly physical force. Example 3. A security guard employed by a store observes a suspect resisting arrest and using physical force, including the apparent capacity to use deadly physical force, to escape from the guard's custody. The security guard may use deadly physical force to prevent the escape, as a reasonable person effecting the arrest would believe it's necessary. Subsection C addresses the use of deadly force by a peace officer against another person. The use of deadly force by a peace officer is justified under Section 13, when the officer reasonably believes that it is necessary for the following reasons: to defend themselves, or a third person, from what the officer reasonably believes to be the use or imminent use of deadly physical force; to effect an arrest, or prevent the escape from custody of a person whom the officer reasonably believes meets specific criteria, such as committing or attempting to commit a felony involving the use or threatened use of a deadly weapon, or attempting to escape using a deadly weapon. Example 4. a peace officer encounters an armed individual who is actively firing at innocent bystanders. The officer may use deadly physical force to defend themselves or others, and stop the imminent use of deadly physical force by the suspect. Subsection D states that a peace officer is justified in threatening to use deadly physical force, when and to the extent that a reasonable officer believes it's necessary to protect themselves against another person's potential use of physical force, or deadly physical force. Example 5. A peace officer, during a potentially dangerous situation, issues a clear and authoritative verbal warning that they will use deadly physical force if necessary, to protect themselves or others from the potential use of physical force by a suspect. In summary, Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 410 provides guidelines for the justification and use of deadly physical force in law enforcement situations. The use of deadly force must be based on the belief that it is immediately necessary, and meets specific criteria related to resisting arrest, escaping from custody, or the use or imminent use of deadly physical force. The provisions are designed to ensure the safety and protection of both law enforcement officers and the public.